This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, middle initial K, like Catherine, O-V, B like boy, O-V, like Victor, E-E, date of birth 4/9/1955. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bovee with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and mild hyperkalemia. Her last visit was June 9th of 2025. She had been eating a lot of high-potassium foods last spring, and her potassium level was noted to be elevated mildly at 5.2. Rather than changing medications, there was choice between spironolactone and losartan. We asked her to follow a low potassium diet, and she has been doing that very carefully since spring of last year. She did see her cardiologist, Dr. Berlin. It's B like boy, E-R-L-I-N, and he wanted her to try to break the spironolactone in half, 25 milligram, and take just 12.5 milligram daily. She tried that, but she was unable to break the aldactone, and it crumbles, and so she's not sure that she's getting the correct dose. So she has actually been taking a whole aldactone daily, even though wanted to try to cut that back a little. She does not have any symptoms of elevated potassium levels currently. No malaise, fatigue, no palpitations, no muscle weakness. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, I'll highlight Coreg 25 milligram twice a day, spironolactone 25 milligram daily, losartan is 50 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 154 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 60, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150/82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. And last lab studies were done 9/12/25, and she is going to get labs done this month. Her creatinine level was 1.34. That was improved. Estimated GFR is 43. Her calcium is 10.3, albumin 4.3, sodium 139, potassium 5.2, so stable and unchanged, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 4.3. Her hemoglobin is 15.3 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She's going to have labs checked this month. If the potassium level remains 5.2, we will decrease losartan from 50 milligram daily to 25 milligram daily and continue the 25 milligram daily aldactone, since she's really unable to break that in half. Then we will recheck labs within a week, creatinine levels and potassium level. And she will also check blood pressure daily for 1 to 2 weeks after making that change. If blood pressure is not controlled, we would start amlodipine again. She previously was on 10 milligram daily. We would just go with 5 milligram once a day. 10 milligram daily was too strong and making her dizzy and very fatigued. So we would try the lowest dose possible of amlodipine if needed, decreasing losartan caused an increase in blood pressure. And the goal for blood pressure, 130 to 140 over 80 or less, but not less than 100 over 60. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.